WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 6:48.
Rog.
Partly sunny and 88 today.
When you get alone time with Susan, do you rock the cradle of love? You like that one, Ted?
Brother.
A little humid today. We go to the phone line two, where East End Jeremy has been simmering on hold for during Cradle of Love, actually. East End is ex-military. I think Army.
Yes, Army.
Right? All right, Jeremy, hey, something's got him pissed off. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to try not to curse, but I'm a little fired up this morning. You know, I want to know if anybody out there can tell me why our flags are not at half-mast right now. Please let us know. I don't know what's going on.
Regarding what?
The Marines killed.
Because of Chattanooga? I mean,
yeah, the flags are still not at half-mast. The president has not ordered them to be at half-mast.
Do we do that? Jeremy, do we put the flags at half-mast every time a Marine is killed, or... Every time there's multiple Marines killed on our soil, how does this work?
Multiple Marines killed, any type of head of state, you know, obviously a president, congressman, senator.
Right.
The last time the Navy SEALs, when they were all killed in the helicopter, the flags were at half mast.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, they're trying not to make a big deal of it because they don't want to label this guy a terrorist. Let me tell you something. He's a terrorist. The guy killed four Marines, and nobody's blinking an eye. You know,
wow.
Four Marines and a kid from the Navy, too, correct?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that the flags hadn't been lowered, what the rule was. You know,
no. Some local places are doing it. Some states, I think, are doing it. A lot of senators are pissed off. They're calling Congress. They're asking why, what's going on, and you know, not for nothing. You know, that white kid out there down in Mississippi, wherever he was, and shot those four black people, those at the church. They took a flag down. They took the Confederate flag down because of this. You know, he causes a whole country to take a flag down. Four Marines are killed by a terrorist. What does our country do? You know we've been attacked 21 times on our own soil by terrorists in this country? 21 times.
21? Really?
21 times.
Wow.
And nothing is done, man. Rog, I don't know if I told you this, but I sent you a post last week about a Marine who sent a message after ISIS. And
I saw it over the weekend. I read it over the weekend. It's really pretty I posted it.
Yeah,
actually, I posted it this morning.
I would really appreciate it. I know it's long. I know it takes a while, but if you could read that, man, because you read really well. That kind of stirred up some emotion in me, and I think it'll stir up some emotion in the listeners because, you know, we got to face it, man. You know, these people are coming after us, man. They're coming after us. I'm ready to get my gun and bring it to work. I'm ready to load my shotgun and put it in the back of my truck, you know.
This is a Marine who wrote this, and I think you feel just like he feels, and all Marines feel, I guess.
Yeah, and nobody's doing nothing, man. And it's just like they don't want to label him a terrorist, yet the FBI won't label him a terrorist. I mean, this guy's a religious nut.
Yeah,
and nobody's doing nothing.
All right, we got it. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy,
the question
thank you.
About the flags,
I know this is not a political radio.
No, don't worry. I'm just more concerned about something else. Later.
All right, thanks, Jeremy.
I don't understand why the flags wouldn't be at half mast. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't either. I know there's protocol for it. There's rules on when it happens, when it doesn't. Right. Flags aren't at half mast when four Marines are shot while serving on our soil. I don't understand when we put it there.
Right. I mean, he makes good questions. Why are they so afraid to, you know, call like a Muslim?
This administration is scared.
They won't do
it.
They're
scared to do it, you know, for obvious reasons.
What obvious
why?
Reasons?
What if you call them... You know, if you say extreme, there's extremists who are terrorists. I don't care what religion.
Well,
if there's extremists who are terrorists, they're terrorists.
From a political standpoint, President Obama and the administration wants to take the position that the war on terrorism is over. We've won it.
Oh.
So there's no immediate threat.
What war?
You know.
As far as I'm concerned, there's a group that has this black flag. They didn't get that memo yet.
He called ISIS a JV squad.
I know.
So.
And they paid for that one. Because they've been doing things ever since.
The more sinister explanation.
It should be at the head.
Well,
you know what? Do your job, and I'm dying to hear what that one is.
And we'll also get to that post, Jeremy, because I'm reading it. It is really good.
And President Obama is expected to address this today at a VFW conference.
Thank God.
They had no answer last night, the spokesman.
Okay. 6:52, here's Ted with the roads.
In East Meadow,
56, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. You know, East End Jeremy was just on the phone. He said, you know, I know it's not a political show. And yeah, we're really not. We usually just hang out. But we talk about stuff that people care about. And East End was on fire as an ex-Army guy about the Marines who were killed in Chattanooga and how there's just like no recognition for what's going on over there and what happened. And the flags are not at half mast. And the fact that we don't label the guy who did it a terrorist when he committed a terrorist act. And there's now, Ted, you said besides the fact that we don't, you know, we won the war on terror, according to Washington, so they don't want to acknowledge it's still going on. What's right. the, what'd you call it? The other evil dark side of the whole thing?
I said, well, when things like this happen, the more sinister theory is that there are people in the administration or the president himself, there are people that believe this, that perhaps he's working for the other side or playing for the other team or at least sympathetic to the other side. I mean, you know, his father was a Muslim. If your father was a Muslim, maybe you would be more sympathetic.
Maybe you'd have some empathy.
Right. So that's the other theory out there.
I just, for whatever reason, I want to know why these flags aren't at half. I want to know the reason why they're
why
not at half.
Why across the country instantly? You know what I mean? What is the problem that the flags aren't recognized in the four Marines from Chattanooga and that individual states are doing it, like Jeremy was saying. Individual states are doing it against the federal. They don't care.
But I don't believe it. Believe in it myself, but I've heard that it's because they were in active duty. Like, we don't put the flag at half-mast for every soldier that we lose overseas.
So because they're active-duty Marines, the flags don't come... But they're killed on our soil.
And unarmed for some stupid-ass law. That's
thank Bill Clinton thing. For that.
There you go. It's 102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 703.
Roger's going to read that thing that somebody sent him in a minute. My question to you is...
Yeah, the post is from a Marine, and it's really powerful. It's really good.
Why are they not armed? Why are... why is anybody on ever not on...
Ted, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Marines at the recruiting centers and guard posts and things like that at bases are not armed. Because if I'm not mistaken, with the Clinton administration, they wanted us to present like a less militaristic thing to a lot of civilians coming through. And so it was more of a relations thing, like trying to be more public, you know, the image to be softer.
And nobody thought that maybe the game has changed since the 90s and it's time to get...
Did Bush arm them during his tenure?
I don't think he did. He never changed the law back.
I don't know how you have Marines not armed. And it's any like, Marine, any...
Especially because Brett, you said it's active, they were considered active duty, correct?
Correct.
It's like having a cop being on active duty and not having a gun on his waist. Why would you...
It makes absolutely no sense to me at any point ever.
This makes no sense.
That was one of the things that Donald Trump said that he would reverse also immediately after the shooting.
Well, that's common sense in my mind.
You better come up with something quick.
We'll read this great post from a Marine coming next. It's 102.3 WBAB. 3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 707, partly sunny at 88 today. So East End Jeremy started this whole discussion about the flags not being at half-mast for the Marines who were killed in Chattanooga in that terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. And now he posted to my timeline on Facebook a post from a Marine who wrote, "How every single Marine feels right now." And it's very powerful. Here's what he said. "Congratulations, ISIS. You wanted attention? You got it. Only you chose the wrong people to seek that attention from. You did not get the attention of our weak president. He tweeted his support for your medieval holiday following your cowardly attack. You did not get the attention of our useless and corrupt Congress. They're too busy lining their pockets. When you attacked those four Marines, you got the attention of every one of our 186,800 active duty Marines, along with every Marine who ever served. You stirred up hate, discontent, and malice within a group of people who relish the idea of engaging the enemy. There's something you obviously don't yet know about Marines. The brotherhood we share is stronger than the challenges we face, the weapons we master, or the enemies we destroy. You will learn that soon enough. You attacked a group who bond over the smell of gunpowder and misery and enjoy it. You didn't attack America's leaders. You attacked America's Marines, and that is a battle you are not prepared for. You see, we won't play by the rules you're accustomed to seeing. When you play in our backyard, we don't have to answer to any chain of command. We will not follow ridiculous rules of engagement crafted by spineless bureaucrats who are appeasing some goat-herding tribal leader. And we won't be wearing uniforms, so you can't easily ambush us. Nope, none of that S. When you think you're walking into a target-rich environment, you're walking into an ambush. That pudgy middle-aged guy wearing khakis in the mall? He's a Marine, and he's armed and will dump your sorry ass before you have a chance to scream a la snack bar. And that soccer mom pushing a stroller, she's got a Glock and will happily leave you gasping in a pool of your own blood before she lets you hurt her children. We are here and we still have the training and experience to wage war, whether here or abroad. And wage war we will. Every one of us are willing to fight and die to protect our Marine Corps brothers and sisters, our families and friends, and our way of life. And we will win because while you fight to destroy what you hate, we fight to protect what we love. Semper Fi."
Whoa. That's heavy.
Whoa. on fire.
I saw somebody, a woman on my that I'm friends with on Facebook as a bartender.
Wow.
And she posted something on Facebook. There was a Marine in her bar and asked for, they were just hanging, that was the day of the shootings, and was at the bar and asked her for a beer and a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And for hours, the beer and the shot just sat there.
Oh.
He then also asked her for a Post-it pad and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And the beer and the shot just sat there.
Mm-hmm.
For hours, and she finally asked, "You know, is your friend coming?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said that this is like a symbol for the, you know, when they lose a Marine, and there was a note there, you know, Semper Fi and rest in peace. And he asked her to just please not pour that out until the bar was closed and nobody can see it. And I read it and I was just like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
You know, that
strong
was,
symbolism.
That was heavy duty.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just a big thank you to you guys who do what you do.
We appreciate all your services. Absolutely. The dedication is awesome.
That's heavy, man.
East End Jeremy, thanks for bringing it up. Hopefully we'll see flags at half-staff soon, half-mast soon. Ted, you said today President Obama's addressing this at the VFW?
He's supposed to be, yeah. That's what his press secretary said last night, so.
There may be more than one boo coming out of that crowd today.
Yeah.
Maybe some boos. We'll see. 7-Eleven.